Hello and welcome back to the Smoky Acre podcast. I'm your host, Charlie, and I decided to jump on here for a little bit and give you guys an update about all the chaos that is our home right now. I think it's been about a week since I posted episode 2 of season 2, so this will be episode 3. And I meant to record sooner, but if you've been paying attention to the Smoky Acre Farm Instagram at all, you can see that we have dove headfirst into some of our bigger projects that we have going on in our home. So we have been like nonstop moving for days and still not done with them. Have lots of work to do still, but I wanted to jump on here and just kind of update you all about everything that's been going on, all the craziness. I also think Kyle is on his way home from work, so maybe I can get him to come and join me for a little bit. Although I know he has a few different projects that he's been wanting to work on today, but he was working, so he might want to get those done, I suppose. So we'll see. No promises. It's kind of hard to get him to sit down and relax for a minute when he has things that he's been thinking about getting done until it's like the very end of the day. So we'll see if I can convince him to do that. But without further ado, I guess I will just kind of jump into all the different updates that are happening around here. All right, where were we? I had to take a break. Kyle got home and came out to the porch where I'm recording with all three of the dogs. So, of course, it was just chaos in here for a minute. And then Nico wouldn't stop whining and started throwing a little temper tantrum where she, like, buries her head in the couch and, like, scratches. 'Cause it is 6:50 right now and their dinner time is 6:30. So she gets really impatient if we are late with her dinner. So he's inside feeding them and hopefully trying to put something together for dinner for us too. Which is a little difficult right now because one of the projects we really dove into this weekend was our kitchen, which I say this weekend even though it's Wednesday right now because we started it on Saturday. And I took off Saturday and Monday with Kyle so that our weekends matched up. So we had Saturday through Monday off, but then my Tuesday appointment canceled, so I also had Tuesday off, and today I ended up having a bunch of time at home too. So I've had like a week off of work right now, but not off of actually working, because on Saturday, Kyle's parents came to Duluth, and they came to Duluth because they know we have lots of projects and they wanted to be able to help us out, which is just amazing that they are willing to take their weekend to come up here and not only spend time with us, but like work on major projects. And it was a very hot weekend, and they put in a lot of work, especially Kyle's dad did lots of work. So that was just absolutely amazing, and we are so thankful for their help and so lucky to have them around or enough to be willing to do that with us, because there's not many people who are willing to rip up linoleum floors and tear out cabinets with you, so we are just so thankful. But yeah, so we decided to take the plunge into our kitchen renovation. We tore out our old cabinets, which means we like didn't have a sink, which actually the sink still isn't fully connected. So we still don't have a sink in our kitchen, but tore out all the old cabinets, all the lower ones. The upper ones are still there. So we tore out all the lower cabinets. And then we started to get to work on our flooring, which most of the kitchen was two layers of linoleum with a subfloor in between before we got to the hardwood floors. But then when we removed the cabinets, there was part of the floor that had another layer of linoleum. So there was three layers of linoleum, and that was like linoleum subfloor, linoleum hardwood floors. So a lot of flooring to rip up, and it's not easy work with all the nails and staples and glue and everything they use to keep linoleum down. It's such a pain, and it was such a hot day. It was like 90 degrees outside. We don't have AC in our house, so it was, everyone is sweating. We were exhausted. And got those floors ripped up, and one thing I was most nervous about was the condition of the hardwood floors, if they were going to be salvageable. And they are in great shape, so that was a big win for us to know that the hardwood floors are looking good. Obviously need to be sanded down and refinished, so we still have that on our to-do list. And it was a lot of just pulling staples and hammering in nails. Lots and lots of work. But yeah, it's good to have those linoleum floors gone, hardwood floors exposed, and then we got to install our new lower cabinets, which we have been storing those in our porch. So today I actually, because the cabinets are out of our porch now, I got to kind of organize our porch a little bit, have it be an additional living space. So put down a rug and got the couches all nice in here. Kyle got like a little beverage fridge out here. I got my decor that I wanted out here. Still a lot of work. This room needs to be completely stripped and painted, and we have a ceiling fan to put in. So there's a lot of work to be done out here still, but to have it organized and looking nice and a space that we can sit out here and actually enjoy is something that I've been waiting for the 2+ years that we've been in this house. I've just been waiting and waiting to have this porch be an actual livable space. If you listen to the podcast last season one, you know that this was one of my favorite places to record, was out on the porch. But at that time, we still had all the cabinets that are now in our kitchen out here in the porch. So we had a couch shoved in here, but it was like a really tight squeeze, and then cabinets everywhere and other storage things. So it really just was not the greatest space. And now it's way more open. It feels huge in here, not having those cabinets in here. But it's just really nice to have it be another livable space. Anyways, back to the kitchen. We got the new lower cabinets put in, and I had already sanded and painted all of those cabinets. Unfortunately, so we got these cabinets from someone we know who had them previously installed, and they kind of hyped them up to us. But as we were installing them, that was one of the biggest hiccups we ran into, was they aren't as high quality as we would like them to be. So putting them in, the main cabinet that like, the sink goes on just wasn't structurally sound enough for us to put that in and feel comfortable with it. So we ended up, even though I'd already sanded and painted it, ended up just throwing that in the trailer with all the other trash, and had to go buy a new cabinet for the sink, and I had to sand and paint that to match the others. And we ran into a little bit of a hiccup too with the layout, the original layout of how we thought we were going to install the cabinets. We thought they were going to go in a certain way. When we brought them in there, it just did not line up that way. So we had to get really creative, bounce some ideas off of each other, and we ended up moving our fridge to the back of what was the pantry, so that we could fit all the cabinets we wanted to fit in and also still have room for a dishwasher. So that was a huge win, because originally when we were looking at it with the fridge where it was, we were going to have to get rid of one of the cabinets, I believe, have less counter space, and then also not have a dishwasher. So I, for a brief moment, I was very crushed that this vision of what I thought the kitchen could be wasn't coming to fruition. and not being able to have the space for a dishwasher was kind of crushing for me. A couple of years ago, if you would have asked me if I thought a dishwasher was necessary, I probably would have said no. I have no problem hand washing dishes. But with how busy Kyle and I are, the fact that I have to wash dishes like every day, and then if we have people here, the amount of dishes that we go through, it really is a huge chunk of time that I spend washing dishes, and I would just like that chunk of time back in my life, you know? Just spend the few minutes loading and unloading the dishwasher versus all the time to wash them. Plus, dishwashers are so energy efficient now that you use less water with a dishwasher than you do hand washing them in the sink. And then it also sanitizes the dishes better too. So I've really wanted a dishwasher. And our original plan, we were going to have to do like a mini dishwasher, a smaller one. And with the new arrangement, how we put in these cabinets, we can actually have a full-size dishwasher. And we have the extra cupboard. And more counter space. So it worked out really nicely. Our pantry will be a little bit smaller than we had anticipated, but I can definitely make that work because it's still a little bit of pantry space, which this kitchen, the way it was, it's still way more storage than it was previously. So starting to get things in place. We have the new cabinets installed and attached, got the new sink in, which I guess it's not a new sink. It was our old sink, but we bought a paint kit for it. It was an old, big farmhouse sink. So it was huge, really deep, which I absolutely loved, but it was the white porcelain, which did not look very white anymore. There was some like texture in it from just years of use, and it would get stained so easily. Like, even I'd bleach it all the time, but it was always getting stained. So we bought a black paint kit and did that one day outside, did this whole paint kit, and it looks like a brand new sink, and it made it look way more expensive, and it just looks fantastic. The faucet that we had bought a couple years ago to replace the old faucet too is also black, so it all just looks really nice and seamless together. And it'll show stains way less than previously with the white sink. And then, so we did that, and we got our new countertops, which are butcher block countertops, and we had to, I had to finish all of those with oil, and then, or like beeswax, whatever it is, a jar of stuff that I had to wipe on there and let it absorb. And then we had to cut the hole for the sink too to install that. And that all went pretty well. We still have to do, Kyle just bought the part to finish attaching the sink so that we can finally have a sink and running water again. What else? We still have the hardware to put on the new cabinets. I got our butcher block, like the bottom part of our butcher block, I got that all painted so that matched, and it really needed a coat of paint. What else I got? Oh, all the lower cabinets are now organized, which is one of my favorite things to do. I absolutely love diving into an organizational, project, especially with stuff like under the sink kind of organization. So I got some really nice containers, which I love container shopping. If you've watched The Home Edit, that show was like my bread and butter. I live for that kind of stuff. So I went very much The Home Edit on these new cabinets. I bought liners for the bottom of all the drawers and cabinets, which those are a pain in the butt to install. They are not easy at all. It's supposed to be super simple, like you just peel the underside and it just lays down nicely. There's so many wrinkles in them, but I did not care to try to fix it all because it truly was impossible. But yeah, I got liners in there, got some nice organizational things, got it all organized, and I was very worried that we still weren't going to have enough space for the things that we have, which we've really cut back on the stuff that we have because I want to have just like my basics for the kitchen and not need extensive amount of things in there. So we ended up having like the perfect amount of space. even a little extra space in our cupboards. When we take down the upper cupboards too, we'll see what that looks like when we put in the shelves. But I'm super content with how things are turning out right now. Next we're doing like a little serving window from the kitchen into the dining room. We'll put the same butcher block counter right there, but that's to try to like open it up a little bit so it doesn't, all the rooms don't seem so boxed in. But we didn't want to completely open up that wall, so we're doing like a little cute serving window and exposing the old brick chimney that is right there next to it. So that will, we have to finish that up. We also have the pantry we need to finish up, so we have some drywalling to do, and we have to take down the old upper cabinets, which we're replacing with floating shelves. We have to take those down and then finish up any sort of drywalling and patching, and then I'll paint the whole entire kitchen. We'll put up the new shelves, get those all organized. We have a new light fixture that is being made by our friend and coworker Jeremy. So he's making our new kitchen light fixture, and then we have the floors that we need to sand and refinish, which is going to be a really big project because we won't be able to like even walk through our kitchen at that point when we're doing that. What else? And then we have the whole pantry that we need to put shelving in as well. So still lots of work to be done in there, but we made huge progress. I would say that we're probably at like the 50% done. To get to the point where you can even install anything, the tearing out of everything is just so much work in itself. And then you have to install things and refinish things. So we still have lots of work ahead of us, but I'd say we're at like the 50% mark, which is really exciting because we've accomplished so much, but also a little defeating because we've done so much and still have so much more to do. Our dining room is still not usable because it's just filled with all the crap that was in our kitchen, and we have a microwave attached to an extension cord on our dining table that we've been like microwaving food because we haven't been able to use our stove or our sink, and we've been ordering food a lot. And then we have baskets full of our pantry items that are just in our dining room. The dogs ate some crackers out of one of them today. So it's just been a little chaotic around here right now, but it's going to be so worth it. It's already such an upgrade, even at the point it is right now. I'm just so excited for it to be done. And we also just finished our bathroom project too. So now that is completely finished. Because we had already done the new sink with the new vanity and shelves in there. And the new flooring. And the tin ceiling in the shower. But I repainted the whole bathroom. We put in nice like rough cut trim in there. Excuse me. So now that bathroom project is complete. So that's all done. Gonna get this kitchen project all finished up. But we are also planning a wedding, and we're about 50 days out from our wedding. So it's also crunch time when it comes to everything with that. And definitely have a lot of work still left to do to get ready for the wedding. So we definitely have our hands full. When that's all finished, I want to try to tackle this porch project. We still have a garage somewhere in our future, but that's kind of more like when money allows, not time allows. So we'll see when that happens. I'm hoping that sooner rather than later too, because then Kyle will have a spot to keep all of his tools and woodworking and foraging stuff, and they won't just be spread out throughout our entire house. So that would be really great. But yeah, lots going on. Staying very busy for sure. I'm trying to think if there's any other updates. Let's see. I mean, today I gave both Archie and Jasper a haircut. So they're actually really good at letting me give them haircuts. It's Nika who you have to worry about. Those two boys, they just like lay down, roll over for you. They're perfect about letting me give them haircuts. Nika turns into the Hulk and just it's impossible. Plus, her fur is the hardest to shave because she has, like, really fine, curly hair that mats really easy. The other two are really easy to trim. But, yeah, did that, and I think that really is, like, the only updates around here. We did have a crazy storm the other night. It only lasted for like an hour, but we had hail and like 80 mile per hour winds. Thankfully, we didn't lose any trees. I think it was brief enough that those strong winds didn't last long enough for us to lose any major trees. We were like almost hoping for there to be a little hail damage because we really need a roof, a new roof. But yeah, no hail damage, which is something to be thankful for. They really only were like dime size, so it wasn't too bad. And I know a lot of people had some major hail damage and lost some major trees. So we're thankful that we didn't have any major damage. But yeah, other than that, I think things have been mostly revolving around our kitchen renovation and just everything that that entails. Oh, I have a dog scratching at the door here. So I should probably wrap things up, go eat some food, because that is at the top of my priority list right now. And I promised to get Kyle on here in one of these episodes. He just wasn't feeling it tonight. Big long to-do list in his brain, so this just seems like work for him. So sometime soon I will get him on here. But yeah, I'm gonna wrap this up and I will talk to you all hopefully soon, but at least the next time I feel like I have a minute. So hope you all have a great rest of your day and week and weekend, and I will talk to you all soon. All right, bye-bye. Hey, real quick before you go, if you are liking the Smoky Acre Farm podcast, please like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening. And if you would be so lovely as to leave a 5-star review, or really any review, I want to hear all your feedback. But those 5-star reviews really help to get this podcast out there and visible to way more people. So I definitely appreciate that. I read all the reviews. If you want to keep up to date with Smoky Acre Farm, you can follow us on Instagram at Smoky Acre Farm. And if you have any feedback, topic suggestions, or any questions in general, you can email us at smokyacrefarm@gmail.com. Just a reminder, we spell Smoky, S-M-O-K-E-Y, Acre Farm. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. All right, bye-bye.